Blackstone presents The War in the Air by H.G. Wells. This book is read by Gregory Dwyer. Chapter 1 of Progress and the Smallways Family. 1.
"This here Progress," said Mr. Tom Smallways, "it keeps on."
"You'd hardly think it could keep on," said Mr. Tom Smallways.
It was a long before the war in the air began that Mr. Smallways made this remark. He was sitting on the fence at the end of his garden and surveying the great Bun Hill gasworks with an eye that neither praised nor blamed. Above the clustering gasometers, three unfamiliar shapes appeared, thin, wallowing bladders that flapped and rolled about and grew bigger and bigger and rounder and rounder. Balloons in course of inflation for the South of England Aero Club's Saturday afternoon ascent.
"They goes up every Saturday," said his neighbour, Mr. Stringer, the milkman. "It's only yesterday, so to speak, when all London turned out to see a balloon go over, and now every little place in the country has its weekly outings, uppings, rather. It's been the salvation of them gas companies. Last Saturday, I got 3 barrow loads of gravel off my potatoes," said Mr. Tom Smallways. 3 barrow loads. What they dropped is ballast. Some of the plants was broke and some was buried.
Ladies, they say, goes up. I suppose we got to call 'em ladies," said Mr. Tom Smallways. "Still, it ain't my idea of a lady flying about in the air and throwing gravel at people. It ain't what I've been accustomed to consider ladylike, whether or no."
Mr. Stringer nodded his head approvingly, and for a time they continued to regard the swelling bulks with expressions that had changed from indifference to disapproval. Mr. Tom Smallways was a greengrocer by trade and a gardener by disposition. His little wife Jessica saw to the shop, and heaven had planned him for a peaceful world. Unfortunately, heaven had not planned a peaceful world for him. He lived in a world of obstinate and incessant change, and in parts where its operations were unsparingly conspicuous. Vicissitude was in the very soil he tilled. Even his garden was upon a yearly tenancy, and overshadowed by a huge board that proclaimed it not so much a garden as an eligible building site. He was horticulture under notice to quit, the last patch of country in a district flooded by new and PRBA.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?